in honor of Dr. Martin Luther King. We will identify this as a meaningful Monday, a give back day, a volunteering, you know, do something for someone. And we're going to open up this call in prayer so that we can move forward and thus hear the word that I'm so excited is going to come out the mouth of one of our co-founders and her groom. Yes. Father God, we come to you this morning just to say thank you for this day that you gave to us, Father. We are going to make this a meaningful day in honor of our brother, Dr. Martin Luther King. Father God, we thank you for the co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts Patton and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. We thank you for the Des De Leon family. We thank you for Artists International, which has brought us, many of us, together with the nutritional products that are helping so many. Father God, we just want to make sure that we are pleasant in your eyes as we move forward on the consecration, our fasting, that we are developing a relationship with you, Father, that you can see in us that what we are trying to do, what the purpose of our fast is for, Father. We ask you, Father, just to be gentle with us, just to be patient with us. You know, sometimes we are not always doing the right thing, but Father, we know that you are our Father and that you have our best interest at hand. Father God, we ask that you keep our mind open and our heart open so that we can hear the rich word that's going to come forth this morning, so that we can nourish on it. We can just eat on it throughout the entire day, that we're going to share it with somebody, Father God. We ask you just to keep us in perfect peace on this meaningful Monday. We cover this prayer up in our brother's name, Jesus. Amen, amen, and amen. And I'd like to move the call forward to our host this morning, Silver Fox.
Well, good morning, good morning, good morning. Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, thank you, thank you, thank you for seating and greeting this morning and opening us up with that wonderful, powerful prayer and that tagline, Meaningful Monday. This is Jackie Henderson in Indianapolis, Indiana. And again, I welcome each and every one of you to the call. Now, if you would allow me a few moments, I'll give you a little history of this call. This call was founded in October 2010 by two very powerful and great women of God, co-founders Dr. P.K. Roberts Patton, our Miss Super Fantastic, and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, our Mother Eagle. Our scripture reference can be found in Psalms 88:13, but to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayers come before you. And our mission statement is to enrich and empower and enhance believers as they begin their day. We have a website where you can find all of the messages that have been archived since the onset of this call, as well as every bio of each speaker on this call. And that website is www.themasterscall.net. Again, that is www.themasterscall.net. And our theme for this year is, in 2019, God's hand of justice, integrity, and truth in me, individually and corporately, will clearly be seen. So if you feel led of the Lord to be a part of this blessed ministry as a greeter, such as Minister Benita did, or a host, as I am doing now, or God has given you a word to share with his people, or you may even have a prayer request or a praise report, please submit all your information to info@themasterscall.net. Again, that is info@themasterscall.net. And Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, or our prayer general, Minister Brenda Terrell, will contact you. And a phenomenal, phenomenal, phenomenal company called Artist Life, which was established by the Diaz De Leon family 30 years ago, is the common thread that has woven us all together and enabled us to come together each and every morning to start our day with a word from the Lord. This is a great, great company with the best products this side of heaven to help the world become healthier and wealthier, and it's changing lives every day. If you would like to have more information about Artist Life, contact that person that invited you to the call, and they would love to share or answer any questions that you may have. So are you or someone you know a T-Mobile or Metro PC customer, or you have a carrier and having challenges calling in on the live calls or the playback calls? Well, there's a bridge number that will allow you to call in at no charge, and that number is 716-293-9707. Please follow the prompt, and you will be joined into the call. So share this information with those that you know that may be experiencing such challenges. Now, immediately following this call is the new morning motivational call. It's held every Monday through Friday. It's conducted by a team of great, great leaders that provide vital information to your Artist Life business and its wonderful products. And that number is 712-770-4005. Again, 712-770-4005, and that PIN number is 294617 pound. Now, today is Inspirational Monday, and where you can hear another word from the Lord today. So join that call immediately following this call. Now, the stars will shine brightly at the Luxor Hotel in the fabulous city of Las Vegas, Nevada, March 29, 30, and 31, at the 2019 Artist Life Extravaganza. So get your tickets now and make the necessary reservations to be there and let your light shine. Well, right now I'm going to move on out of the way and get our speaker up, because we know that this speaker definitely has an anointed word of God that she needs to share with us so that we can learn and glean and live our lives in Christ. And that speaker is none other than our own co-founder, Dr. P.K. Roberts Patton. We are so thankful for this woman, for her obedience to say yes and follow the calling of the Lord to start this call. And this call has been a blessing to the masses. And she also has been a blessing. She has blessed and anointed people all over the world, not just here in the United States. As God has called her to be such a leader. I'm not going to give you a lot about this woman. Her bio is super, super, super extensive, just like her love. It's super, super, super outreaching. So if you want to know more about her, please go to our website and you will find out so much more about this phenomenal lady. But right now I'm going to turn the call over to her and her fabulous husband as they take the call and give us what God has laid on their heart. Dr. PK, are you there?
Good morning, good morning. This is her husband, Brother Lester Patton.
And good morning, good morning. And I am here. Take it away, babe.
Can you hear it?
I hear you loud and clear. God bless you both.
Good morning to Minister Jackie, and good morning to Minister Benita. Good morning to Dr. V, and tell Mother hello for me there. And good morning, TMC family. This is MLK, Martin Luther King's Day, in a celebration. Glory be to God. We're going to move forward here this morning, and on the F, we're going to move forward from that and going to go to Psalms 35, 1 through 14. In the top of it up here, it says, joyful in the Lord. Plead my cause, O Lord, with them that strive with me. Fight against them that fight against me. Take hold of shield and buckle, and stand up for mine help. Draw out also the spears, and stop the waves against them that persecute me. Say unto my soul, I am thy salvation. Let them be confounded and put to shame that seek after my soul. Let them be turned back and brought to confusion that divides my heart. Let them be as chaff before the wind, and let the angel of the Lord chase them. Let their way be dark and slippery, and let the angel of the Lord persecute them. For without cause have they hid from me their nets in a pit, which without cause they have digged for my soul. Let destruction come upon him at unaware, and let his net that he had hid cast himself into their destruction, let him fall. And my soul be joyful in the Lord, it shall rejoice in his salvation. All my bones shall say, Lord, who is like unto thee, which delivers the poor from him, and from him that is too strong for him? Ye, the poor and the needy, from him that spoileth him. False witness did rise up. They lay to my charge things that I know not. They reward me evil for good to the spoiling of my soul. But as for me, when they were sick, my clothing was sackcloth. I humbled my soul with fasting and prayer, returned unto my own bosom. Let me read that part again. I humbled my soul with fasting, and my prayer returned unto my own bosom. I behaved myself as though he had been my friend or brother. I bowed down heavenly as one that mourned from his mother. I give it back over to my beautiful wife, Dr. PK.
Thank you, sweetheart, for opening us up with a scripture that we are going to use this morning. To each and every one of you, I want you to know how much I love, and appreciate you. Indeed, this is a great day for us to go forward in celebrating Dr. Martin Luther King's day. It amazes me how God brings his word together for his people. So Minister Bonita, you are right on this morning saying meaningful Monday, because all of us should do something today that is meaningful in recognizing and remembering the life of Dr. Martin Luther King. I also want to thank you, Minister Jackie, for how you so honor me in giving a brief introduction so that we can get right into the word. Listen, let me tell you all something without a shadow of a doubt. Coming from Mississippi and remembering, when I think about the days of my growing up there in Mississippi, when I think back at the age of 14 and our house being burned by the Ku Klux Klan, when I think about my saying to my father, let them come, Daddy, we'll call Martin Luther King, like I had a personal phone that I could call him, had personal connections, you know, every time something would happen, I said, we'll call Dr. Martin Luther King, and they'll come down here, you know. And so today, I humbly remember his contributions and sacrifices. And then, as I was in seminary at ITC, there in Atlanta, and it was really something to be there in the home place of where Martin Luther King's father and family worshipped, and yeah, it was just something. So this morning, as we go into our lesson is on breakthrough. We are still in need of breakthrough. And this is so appropriate because we're on our 17th day of our annual corporate fast. And we have been teaching on fasting, and it just appears that this is where the Lord would have me, have us to be, Babe and I. And I thank God for him assisting me and supporting me and being with me as we are going through this fast. He is a covering that I thank God I really need at this time, and he's providing what I need. And so as we are talking about this fast, as we are going through our fast, as we are writing down, as Minister Bonita said earlier, as we are journaling of what it is that we would have God to do, I want you to understand that breakthrough occur in the spirit before breakthrough manifests in the natural. I really believe that we are in a spiritual warfare. I believe that Satan cannot be in every place, but he assigned his imp everywhere he can so that they can really cause us to fall, to be in, destructive places. And I believe that, that as we go through this fast, if we understand that we are seeking breakthroughs in our life, then we will be much better off. So today, as we talk about how to achieve a breakthrough, we must understand that sacrifices must be made. Before we take a look at the meaning of breakthrough, let us start first by looking at what sacrifice means. Well, first of all, a great sacrifice is going to give us a great reward. A great sacrifice is not easy. Fasting is not easy. If it were easy, it would not be called a sacrifice. A sacrifice is the act of offering something to a deity in propitiation, a homage, especially in the Old Testament, the ritual and the slaughter of an animal. Sacrifice is forfeiture of something highly valued for the sake of one considered to have a greater value or claim. It's giving up something, a loss so sustained, something that we so want that we are willing to relinquish. As we talk about forfeiture of something that is highly valued for the sake of one considered to have a greater value or claim, that is what we are doing in this fast. Many of us are on the Daniel fast for 40 days. And that's the fast that we're going to talk about today. Because we're giving up meats and sweets. Sweets is not a real sacrifice for me. I'm not a sweet eater. But when I get on the fast, all of a sudden a cone of ice cream seems to be a good idea. Let me take a taste of a coconut cookie. I'm not a sweet eater, really. I'm a meat eater. I like meat. I like, not meat itself, but chicken and fish I can eat all the time. But when we sacrifice sweets and meats and other foods that we consider to be good for this flesh, we are sacrificing so that God can give us a greater good. What is that greater good? Putting this flesh under submission. Why? Because the Bible says that there's nothing good in this flesh. Helping ourselves to understand, glory be to God, God has something better for us than what we can get off of a dinner table, what is consumed from us and with a fork. And once we make the decision to fast, to just let you know that fasting is so vitally important for us, you can see the hand of the enemy. Or maybe it is just our flesh showing up to remind us of who we really are. Because someone will come over and invite us to dinner. Well, today, for instance,
we have the Martin Luther King breakfasts and the banquets and all of these different places that we will go where cooking and food is important. But we turn away and say that fasting is what we have been called to do by the Lord right now. And fasting comes with a great sacrifice. With a great sacrifice comes great reward and great breakthroughs. Achieving a breakthrough is not always easy. At times, there will be great resistance. Pressure must be applied as we are going through this fast. So while you are fasting, continue to lay before the Lord your expected end. What have you written down that you want to accomplish as a result of this fast? For me, a closer walk with your Lord, so that I can hear your voice above all, because you said in your word, your voice, I will know another, no other voice will I follow. I seek to make my want to be what God wants for me, my desires to be God's desires. If my desire does not align according to the will of the Father when I started the fast, surely it should be coming aligned with him now. I'm in 17 days. I should begin to see something. Fasting allows our heart to become so soft and so open to God. Glory to God. I can feel myself mellowing out. Not only do I not have the energy to do what I have done or would do when I'm eating, I am sharper in what I can hear God say and speak to me. I humble myself more before the Lord. It's easier to yield my will to his. Glory to God, and I thank you. Because when I remember when Jesus was on the cross, he said, Father, if thou be willing, remove this cup from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but thy will be done. In Luke 22:42, I want the will of God to be done. That's in my journal. I want your will to be done in my life. How many of you will know when you have reached your expected end? In Habakkuk, it tells us to write it down and make it plain. Write the vision and make it plain. There's something about writing things down, even in the natural. It has been proven that those who write down their personal goals are more than likely to achieve them than those who do not. But for me, in my fasting and prayer journals, as I go back and read them, I see and I know that God is a God who hears and answers prayers. So when I come to a level or a place in this fast where I hear the imp or the devil say, you can't do this, I can look back and say, oh, yes, I can. I did it before, and I can do it now. Day 17 is not day 40. I have more days to go, devil. Get thee behind me. I thank God for fasting and for the reward of fasting. Many of you are fasting because you really need a mighty move of God, and you are seeking a breakthrough in one specific area or different areas of your life. I want you to know that you should make that thing so plain. Some people make vision boards so that they can see it every single day. Some take and put it on their mirror in the bathroom, are on the refrigerator where they would go, that would bring a halt to them pulling that door open and getting something that they know that they should not have. Breakthrough. What does breakthrough mean? In 1-2 minutes, I'm going to sum this up because we have much more to go. Being that I was in the military, of course, sometimes we look at a breakthrough
is going beyond an enemy's frontline defense. It is an act or instance of removing or surpassing an obstruction or restriction, the overcoming of a stalemate. Right now, in these great United States, we need a breakthrough in this government shutdown. I pray that everybody has that on their list. Yes, powerful, isn't it? My definition of breakthrough pertaining to a spiritual thing is this. Breakthrough is when God breaks you through. Through what, you might ask? Whatever that thing is that's holding you back, whatever is keeping you from walking in all that God has for you, whatever it is that tells you that 40 days is too much, whatever that thing is, God, give us a breakthrough. I want you to know that we will come back next week and talk more on the breakthrough that God has for you as we are continuing in our prayer and fasting. Minister Jackie, will you come back and take us out?
Well, thank you. Can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear.
Well, thank you for that great word, that great rich word this morning. And I will be calling you back shortly after a few brief announcements and prayer to give us our closing benediction. God, we thank you. We thank you for this wonderful woman of God. God, not only does she stand up for your word, she lives your word daily. As she helps us to see your word lived out in her life. We thank you for that word this morning. We ask that you anoint her and pour back into her. Keep her strong. Keep her lifted up, God. And keep her continually doing your works and doing your will. As to all the callers on this line, God, let us operate in your will and not our own. God, we thank you. We thank you for all the prayer requests. We lift them up before you, God. All those that have experienced sickness in their bodies, God, we ask that you pour back into them the health that they are seeking and believing in and trusting in, because we know that you are God of miracles and you can do nothing but fail. And you said in your word that by your stripes we are healed. We thank you for artists' life and this upcoming extravaganza, God. We know that by your hand that this will be the best extravaganza that we've ever experienced since the onset of this company. We ask you to anoint the leaders, the company, and everyone involved. And God, we ask you for the bereaved families to comfort their hearts. Come in and give them a peace beyond understanding that no one else can give but you, God. And we thank you for our TMC family for joining us each and every morning on this call. We thank you, we praise you, we give you glory. In your precious name, Jesus, amen. So if you'd like to hear the playback of this powerful message, you can call 712-432-1085. Again, that is 712-432-1085, and that PIN number is 957-677-POUND. And remember, the Artist 2019 Extravaganza in Las Vegas, Nevada. Please go to your back office for information on that powerful event. And immediately following this call is the new morning motivational call, and that number is 712-770-4005. Again, 712-770-4005, and that PIN number is 294-617-POUND. Well, today is Inspirational Monday, and our own Minister Brenda Henry Terrell will be delivering the message. So thank you again, Minister Bernita, for seating and greeting everyone and reminding us of the great work that Dr. Martin Luther King has so selflessly done for this country. And thank you again, Pastor P.K. Roberts Patton, for that wonderful word and letting us understand that through prayer we can experience breakthroughs. So would you come back now and give us our closing benediction?
Thank you so much. To God be the glory for the great things that he's done for us as a people here in these great United States. But God be the glory for what you are doing now and want to do for us as we break through into freedom as we've never before. So we ask that your grace, your mercy, rest, rule, and abide with us, guiding and keeping us as only you can. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Amen and amen. Go out and have a super fantastic Martin Luther King celebration today, and we'll see you back here early in the morning. God bless. Bye-bye.